Service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, a family-owned company with competitive pay and great benefits. Good home time and new equipment arriving daily. Be a part of the family. Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Our forecast for today calls for at least a chance of a few spotty thunderstorms during the heat of the day. Otherwise, it's going to be a warm day with a high temperature in the middle 80s. Mostly cloudy tonight. Overnight low temperature down to about 60. Then for tomorrow and Friday, plenty of sunshine. In fact, it'll be a little less humid with highs in the mid to upper 80s. Saturday's a hot day with a high near 90. Maybe an isolated afternoon storm somewhere in the area. And a better chance of some scattered storms on Sunday. From the American Meteorological Society conference in San Diego, Rich Thomas for Blue Water Broadcasting.
Interested in making some spring renovations? Check out a home equity line of credit from ASE Credit Union. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Opportunity Lender. ASE Credit Union, 9 locations, or online at yourasecu.com.
Bill's Electrical Service, to whom may I direct your call?
To Bill?
Oh, one moment. This is Bill speaking.
Hello, Bill. I was just wondering if your company has a drug testing program.
Oh, why do you ask?
Well, it seems kind of important.
It is important. Electricity is complicated and potentially dangerous. And if a technician isn't thoroughly trained and mentally sharp, the results can be disastrous.
You know what? Never mind, Bill. I'll just call Crosby Electric.
Now, hold on there. Truth is, I get tested every month.
Oh.
Yeah, my parole officer will bust me if I don't.
Oh.
To wear the Crosby Electric uniform, technicians have to undergo background checks, regular drug testing, and ongoing safety training.
So, what were you in for, Bill?
Well, they called it arson, but it was an accident. I just got my wires crossed. Hello? Hello?
To protect your home and your family, always call the experts at Crosby Electric or visit us at CrosbyElectric.com.
Jones Brothers is so much more than roofs. Improving the look and energy efficiency of your home is easier than you think. New windows from Jones Brothers are not only beautiful, but can save you real money. Vinyl siding is a great way to update the look of your home and save on your energy bills. With Cedar Ridge composite siding from Jones Brothers, your home will be 4 times more insulated than with ordinary siding. Call Jones Brothers today for a free estimate. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
Once upon a time, if you had a water leak under your house or a broken drain line, the only solution was to dig. Don't dig a hole. Call Cole. Cole Plumbing can repair any damaged or leaking pipes without digging in most cases. Cole Plumbing relines, repairs, and renews your pipes and with minimal interruption to your routine. All work comes with a limited warranty. Call Cole Plumbing today at 279-8919. And remember, you don't have to dig a hole. You can call Cole. Call 279-8919 today.
Traditionally, plumbers repair defective water, sewer, drain, and other pipelines by digging holes, breaking into floors, slabs, or walls. This type of destruction is a last resort at Cole Plumbing. With our unique pipelining technology, we can eliminate demolition that causes extreme inconvenience, disruption, and expense. Also, it's safer. So don't dig a hole. Call on Cole at 279-8919 or find us at coleplumbing.com. You'll be pleased you did. And remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223, 567-4223, on the web, ALAHomeMortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368, Equal Housing Lender.
Our new name for the 10 o'clock hour to possibly win a 1-carat Forever Mark diamond from Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry, it's Tiffany McGinty. Tiffany McGinty, you have the rest of this hour to call us back at 396-5477. Tiffany McGinty. Call us back at 396-5477.
It's time for news and views from 9 till noon. Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM. Now, here's Baron and Jack.
Don't wake up, the holiday grows.
in. It's 7 minutes after 10.
The subtle hand claps on that song are bananas.
Now, those hand claps, or is that some sort of electronic?
Sounds like hand claps to me, but you
we'll
might be right.
It. We'll take it. Hey, I'm fine. You're going to love this story. I wish I could. I can't find it. I can't find the actual story. But you know, John Edwards ran for president, all that kind of stuff. His son died, tragically. And nobody's son should die. I'm not making light of that at all. And neither should he. Neither should he. But his son died. Some tragic event unfolded, and his son died. And for years, he sort of dealt with it, I guess. Well, when he decided he was going to run for president, he runs up to somebody. I can't remember if it was John Kerry or Joe Biden. It was one of those guys. And he tells them, you know, this is a damnedest thing. You know, I've never really shared this with anyone. But
it's Kerry.
It was Kerry. Yeah. When my son died, I crawled up on the slab there with him.
Hold on.
You want to read it?
Yeah.
You find it?
Yeah, I'm a Google ninja.
It's terrifying.
So this is
the
in
story.
2000 and what is that, four?
2004.
Kerry talked with several potential picks, including Gephardt and Edwards. Edwards told Kerry he's going to share a story with him that he'd never told anyone else, that after his son Wade had been killed, he climbed onto the slab at the funeral home, laid there and hugged his body, promised he'd do all he could do to make life better for people, live up to ideals. But Kerry was stunned, not moved, because as he told me later, Edwards had recounted the same exact story to him in almost the exact same words a year or two beforehand with the same preface that he'd never shared the memory with anyone else. Kerry said he found it chilling and decided he couldn't pick Edwards unless he met with him again.
Yeah, the guy said he was using his dead son to curry political favor with people.
And yet, he still picked him.
And he still picked him. That tells you something right there.
Yikes.
He was stunned. I mean, when I heard that story the first time, it sent a chill through my body. Sent a chill through. That's what it was. I thought he'd told somebody else. No, he told him. Yeah. It's worse.
It's worse.
Because he forgot who he told. He told so many people he had forgotten he had told the story. Slab.
Gosh.
That's the one detail I remember from that story. It's like, it makes it a harsh, cold reality. That's who these globalist corporatist whores are. They'll exploit their dead child for political gain. Gross. Cure cancer if elected. The reason I thought of John Edwards is because he said that Christopher Reeves would walk again if they got elected.
That's right.
You remember that?
Yeah.
He said John Kerry and John Edwards, if they got elected, if the Kerry Edwards ticket got elected.
Stand up and walk.
Yeah, he said Christopher Reeves would walk again. I think Christopher Reeves died like a year later.
Jeez.
That's the only reason he didn't walk again. He probably died because after they didn't get elected, he knew he had no chance of walking.
Just went in the tank. Yeah. So sad.
Here's a fascinating story. I found this in Zero Hedge this morning. It's absolutely amazing. You know, we talk a lot about globalism and corporatism and the wealth inequality and all that. And I'm probably not a traditional pure conservative or Republican in that. I do decry wealth inequality a little bit. I don't think it has to be the way it is. I don't think people should be commoditized at the low end of the employment spectrum. I've never, though, seen something quite like this. This was from visualcapitalist.com. I found it in Zero Hedge this morning. How Americans make and spend their money by education level.
Mm-hmm.
And they've got four charts, from less than high school graduate to high school graduate to bachelor's degree to master's, professional, or doctorate degree. There are four charts that show where your money comes in and where it goes out. If you have less than a high school education, on average, you spend 98.5% of your total income annually, yeah, which accounts to about $28,245.
God.
And how you get to that number is they get about $18,000 of income and about $7,500 in social safety net programs for a total of about $28,000 plus. Almost every single dollar is spent. The expenditure categories include 23.5% for housing, 12% food at home, 8% household, 8% gas and insurance. Now, if you are a high school graduate, just graduating from high school, raises your annual income, your annual salary income, from $17,900 to $29,000. So buying $11,000 from $18,000 to $29,000. You also, though, if you're just a high school graduate, get about $9,000 in welfare benefits. Here's how they spend their money. They spend 87.3% of it. Remember, non-high school graduates spend 98.5%. You talk about a toll booth. Those guys can never get ahead.
Yeah, ever.
They're absolutely never going to get ahead. They're spending every single dollar. There's nothing to save and invest. High school graduates spend 87% of their income, including 7 to 8% a year in savings. The biggest expenditure is 21% in housing, 10% for food, 10% for gas and insurance, and 7% for vehicles. Now, if you have a bachelor's degree, you go from high school to a bachelor's degree, on average, you get about $81,000 a year in salary. And $11,000 on top of that from Social Security, dividends, property, and other income. You're only spending 68% of your total income if you have a bachelor's degree, on average. Now, younger people are going to spend more than older people, obviously, because your expenses are higher when you have kids.
Yeah, just a little bit.
But it's a pretty incredible deal. 16.6% going to savings for those with bachelor's degree. Remember, for the non-high school diploma, they don't even have any savings. No savings. Everything's spent. For the high school degree, it's about 8% in savings. For the college degree, they have about 16.6% going to savings. But notice housing is remarkably consistent, 22% for housing. It was 21% for high school degree and 23% for non-high school degree. So it's remarkably consistent. Between a fifth and a quarter of your income is going to housing, no matter where you fall. No high school degree, or bachelor's degree. And then everything else is pretty much the same as well. Gas and insurance, 8%. Household expenses, 8%. Food at home, 8%. See, what's happening is you're just spending more money.
Mm-hmm.
You get more money, you spend more money, and it's fine. Your standard of living goes up. Now, if you have a graduate degree, the annual average salary jumps to $116,000 a year, and you get an additional $17,000 coming in from other sources such as Social Security, dividends, property, and other income. The graduate degree spends about $83,000 a year, $84,000 a year, and that's about 63% of total income. They put 17% towards savings on average, and once again, look at the housing, 23.3%. So it always is between 21.5% and 23.5% in housing.
You're just buying a bigger house.
You're buying a bigger house. Your household expenses go up as a result, 8.4%. Your power bill goes up. Your water bill goes up. You got a yard to do now. And all. Gas and insurance, 7.2%. You're driving bigger cars. You're driving more places. Your insurance is higher. And your food at home is 7%. You're eating filet mignon instead of hamburger helper.
Mm-hmm.
It's a really fascinating look into humanity. Because we get the idea that poor people are poor because they waste their money. I told you guys yesterday how to avoid poverty. How to make sure your children are never in poverty. You have like a 99-point-something% chance to not be in poverty. If you get a high school degree, you don't even have to go to college. Get a high school degree. Keep a job for 2 years. And don't have children until you're married. That's it. It's that easy. By 21 years old, you can have set your entire life up and your entire children, and because your children won't be in poverty, likely your grandchildren won't be in poverty. You've just changed three generations by making a few decent decisions before you turn 21 years old. You stayed in high school and got a high school degree. You got a job. I don't care if it's flipping burgers. You kept it for at least 2 years. The same job. You didn't go from McDonald's to Wendy's to Taco Bell. You stayed at McDonald's for two full years. What that's going to give you is stability in work history. It's going to make you more valuable in the long run. Oh, this person's first job they stayed at for 2 years. We can take a chance on this person. We're not going to spend 3 months training them just to have them go off to Sonic. And if you want to move up in the world, if you don't want to make $8 an hour at a burger place, you want to move up in the world, you can. Because now you have work history. You've shown that you can show up on time each and every day. You've shown that you don't abuse sick leave. That you're not an abusive employee towards your bosses. nothing. You're not required to have an advanced degree to do anything this. You can live a comfortable life that way. But the most important thing is you're giving your children hope and a future. You're giving them a chance. You're not giving them a chance when you have them out of wedlock at 16 years old. You're just not. Generally speaking, there are exceptions. There are exceptions.
Always. There are always exceptions.
Always. There are people who are born into single mother households to a 14-year-old girl who grow up to be multimillionaire business moguls. It happens. It's not likely. The far more likely is they're in prison or they're dead. That's probably more likely than being a millionaire if you're born to a girl in high school. You're probably more likely to be dead or in prison than to be rich. It's a numbers game. Everything's a numbers game. Everything's cost-benefit analysis. You guys need to have these conversations with your children and your grandchildren, your nieces and nephews. I had a conversation with my niece not long ago. She has a habit of dating losers, like two or three in a row. She dated losers. Alcoholics, drug users.
Dangerous loners.
She's a Georgia Southern.
The unemployable.
Yeah. She's a Georgia Southern. She's gorgeous. She's absolutely beautiful. And I said, you know what you need to do? You got 3 years left. Go find a man from a two-parent household who's good-looking and has some money. There's nothing romantic in struggling. There's nothing romantic about struggling through life. Go find a decent-looking guy with some money.
Shouldn't be too hard.
I told her. I said, ugly girls have to settle. You're not ugly.
That's right.
Stop going after the edgy guy. Stop going after the bad boy. That bad boy is going to lead you to a rough life. Go after a guy with some stability. Sometimes you got to have these hard conversations with people.
Uno, dos, one, two, tres, cuatro.
I don't want to be the one to tell everybody. I just thought this was a fascinating article. I'd never seen it broken down like this by different income group and education and all that. I recommend it. It's 19 after 10 o'clock. We'll be back.
Intellectually honest, philosophically consistent radio. News and views from 9 till noon. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Enjoy delicious meat and three lunches that change daily and great burgers and salads at Peyton's Place. Check out Facebook for daily menus and use their drive-thru window for call-ahead orders. Don't forget that Peyton's Place offers catering. Peyton's Place on the Atlanta Highway across from Faulkner and now open Sundays for lunch.
You post, pin, shop, share, like, tweet, and retweet. Now you can do it all and a lot more for just $34.99 a month with a 2-year price lock guarantee. It's Wow's Internet 100. All the speed you need with no data caps. Act now and you can get Internet 100 for only $34.99 per month with a 2-year agreement, auto pay, and paperless billing. Now that's something to post about and tweet and blog and email. Call now at 1-866-WOWWAY2. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra. Offer for new customers subject to change. Restrictions apply.
Stark Insurance Agency is celebrating 90 years of business. Since 1929, they've been helping give the people and businesses of the River Region confidence moving forward by insuring the very people and places that you love so much. Over 50% of their commercial business is locally owned. The Stark Agency, 90 years and going strong. Call them today at 334-263-5535 or online at starkagency.com.
Temptations and the Four Tops are coming to the Montgomery Performing Arts Center, and News Talk 93.1 wants you to win tickets before they're gone. Tune into the 3 Men and a Lady Morning Show with Greg, Jay, Emily, and Rich all week long to win tickets to see the Temptations and the Four Tops at the Impact on June 23rd. Tickets to the Temptations and the Four Tops at the Montgomery Performing Arts Center June 23rd from News Talk 93.1. Ain't no woman like the one I've
got. This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223, 567-4223, on the web, alahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368, equal housing lender.
I I hear the train a-comin'. It's rollin' around the bend. And I ain't seen the sunshine since I don't know when. I'm stuck in Folsom Prison, and time keeps dragging on. But that train keeps rolling on down to San Antone. When I was just a baby, my mama told me, son, always be a good boy, don't ever play with guns.
Don't go to prison either.
A man in Reno.
Bad for your health.
Just to watch him die.
Especially in Folsom.
Yeah.
That's a cool video, though.
Very cool. I hear that whistle, yeah,
cool video. 23 minutes after 10 o'clock. Midtown Pizza Kitchen this week, the Shrimp Primavera. It's like a whole garden of vegetables.
Yeah, it looks great.
Chucked in there with some fresh Gulf shrimp and all the good eats you've come to know and love. Midtown Pizza Kitchen is nothing short of phenomenal. It's a gem. They don't have that in other places. You go to other cities, they don't have a Midtown Pizza Kitchen. They don't have a place that high quality. Handmade, homemade pizza pies that are just phenomenal. Award-winning. AL.com comes through. Best pizza place in the entire central part of Alabama. A travel magazine came through and voted it the best pizza place in the entire state of Alabama. That's incredible, friends. That's incredible. Midtown Pizza Kitchen, they take just as much pride in their salads and their appetizers and their desserts and their sandwiches and their folded pies and everything else. Get by Midtown Pizza Kitchen, the Shrimp Primavera this week. Shrimp Primavera for $9 with a salad.
Jeez.
Stop it. Caesar salad, garden salad, your call. Stop it. I noticed David Woods didn't start running ads with his face on them on Fox News 10 times a day until he was running for mayor. I'm sure it's just a coincidence.
Total coincidence.
Sure, it's just a coincidence. Our number 272-9228, if you want to get in. 272-9228. Did we cover this the other day? Them now telling us we can't use hydrogen?
Yeah, we did.
Did I cover that? Why is it still on my list? Bullring. Bullring. Oh, guess who's moving production out of China?
Foxconn.
No. Nintendo.
Nintendo?
Nintendo reportedly moved Nintendo Switch production out of China over Trump's tariffs. Telling you, China's going to lose this trade war. China's going to lose this trade war. When we have the economic leverage that the United States has, why not use it? Why not use it? And Trump decided to use it. Per the Wall Street Journal, Nintendo is moving some of its production of its Switch handheld console from Southeast Asia to Southeast Asia from China to limit the impact of U.S. tariffs on Chinese-made electronics. No word yet, I don't think, where they're going. Foxconn, of course, is leaving. It's going to be bad. It's going to be bad. You just can't win a trade war with somebody that you need more than they need you. You got to do what they want. You got to do what they want. Who's this?
Hey, this is Sam.
Who?
Sam from Pike County.
Okay, Sam from Pike County. What's on your mind?
Oh, no, I just want to throw this in there about being a success. Remember, the way things run here in Montgomery, when you're 16 years old, if you want to get into a program, then you got to have a little youngin', that'll get you your food stamps and then start you, it'll get you into the local assistance programs. And also the youngin', he has to stay in school till he's 15, to keep the money coming in.
So who are you? Are you talking about somebody in particular, or are you ascribing ill motives and intent?
Here you go. My mother, she worked in the school system, and she would, it was the way the students described their future as they prepared to become inmates and whatnot in the future. But you at 16, you get knocked up to get the program money started.
I don't think any 16-year-old gets knocked up to get the program money. Maybe some do. Maybe some do. Right. And she certainly, yeah. I do appreciate your call. Thank you. She may have certainly overheard that. My wife was particularly close to about a 16-year-old girl that was in high school here. This was while we were adults, but she was still in high school, and she went to one of the inner city schools here. I won't say which one. But she was about 16 when she got pregnant. And she certainly didn't intend to, I don't think. I just, it happens. But she was born and raised in one of the project housing communities and never, I just think it was a lack of perspective. Never had.
It's 100% what it is. Is it like you don't? It never dawned on her
that life could be different.
If you've never seen anything different, how would you know it could be different?
Right.
Or if nobody you know has ever been different. If like if you look at it and you're like, oh, that's just for those people.
Right.
And so the I'm dead serious. The largest problem in poverty eradication in every program and everything that this guy's talking about is that is this lack of perspective thing. And we try to force middle class values on people who have never had middle class values or haven't in four or five generations.
Right.
And it's a recipe for failure. It's a recipe for throwing good money after bad. You can't just walk into somebody, you know. It's like walking into, you know, it's like somebody that's a PhD in particle physics coming in here trying to explain quarks to us.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not a particle physicist. How would I know?
Yeah. I read some of those articles on science.com sometime, and I get done with the end of it, and I'm like, you know what I always think? I'm okay with my mediocrity.
Yeah.
I don't want to know that stuff.
I'm glad there are smart people.
Because I sure wouldn't have known how to build Hubble.
No.
No, I agree completely. This 16-year-old girl turned into quite the success story. She married the guy that got her pregnant. They had multiple more children after that. He went and got a job. He was a good guy. Went and got a job. She ended up going back to college. I think now she's teaching or something, or coaching and teaching, something like that. But she's a good girl. I think they moved up to somewhere in the Midwest, Michigan, Ohio, Indiana, somewhere up there. But they're good people. They're good people. There are good success stories out there. I don't think she at 16 thought, I'm going to get pregnant and get on welfare.
Right.
I think she just didn't have perspective outside of she was born and raised in the ghetto. Mm-hmm. She was born and raised in project housing her entire life. And it never dawned on her that you shouldn't get pregnant. You know, you need to take precaution. You shouldn't be having sex with your boyfriend at 16. And that's just never dawned on her. Never dawned on her. You know? I don't know. Our number 272-922-829 minutes after 10 o'clock. Who's this?
Boomer T.
What up, Boomer?
Good morning, gentlemen.
How about
check this out, man. Look about them tariffs, okay? Are they affecting people in the United States? Yeah. How do I know this for a fact? I have a Charbroil grill. I've been waiting a month now for parts for the burner. You can only get them through the place, or you have to spend like $18 a piece at Lowe's. But when you call and order them, they're back ordered. They can't even get them from China. So, therefore, they're making... So, Charbroil's losing money because they can't get it. So, you know what? Hey, the tariffs are great. I think it's a great idea. Because, see, if it can't come over here, I can't buy it. And if I can't buy it, then I'm going to have to buy some other grill. And that makes, you know, the world go around craziness, though. But, you know what? Baron, I need to make a class action lawsuit against Joe Biden. Joe Biden has been holding out on everybody for all these years with a cure of cancer. I mean, come on. The dude has been holding out for years, man. Joe, get off of whatever you're on. Stay off of the Valiums and the Quaaludes, dude, or whatever. No, that's the most craziest thing I ever heard. That's exactly what I'm going to keep on trumping, though. But anyway, I just want to call you, let you know about the tariff thing. You know, has it affected me? Personally, yeah, it has affected me. But you know what? I'm going to go buy me a new Brandon Weber grill right now for my personal use. But, you know, so, hey, you know, one drops on a hat, another one picks up a bucket. You know what I'm saying, Bear?
No,
you know, guys, y'all have a great day. You know what? I'm listening to your show here. I'm getting where I've got more time now. I put it on at the pier down there, and I walk around. I can hear y'all now, and it's now since I got back to more listening to you, and because I was away for a while, you know, I'm enjoying it a lot better now. And hey, y'all have a great day, man. And oh, by the way, I'm gonna come see you probably next week. I've got something for y'all, a special surprise I want y'all to have.
All right, you bring it up. Yeah,
guys, y'all have a great day, man. And peace, love y'all, and God bless America, and keep on trumping, baby.
How did Shaq become the spokesperson for electronics? Remember, he was the Radio Shack guy.
Well, that makes sense. Radio Shack.
Oh, I didn't think about that.
Yeah.
But now he's the Ring doorbell guy.
Well,
you going to rob Shaq's house?
No.
No. Guy is 7'3", 350. That was at playing weight. Yeah. He knows what he is now.
Right.
I saw a picture of Shaq, Charles Barkley, and The Rock.
Oh, yeah.
Have you seen that picture?
Yes.
You look at The Rock and you think that's the biggest dude ever.
Right.
He's wide, he's strong. Shaq makes him look like me.
Yeah.
I saw a picture of Shaq and Arnold Schwarzenegger once.
Yep.
He's just a massive beast of humanity. Have you seen the picture of Shaq drinking out of the water bottle? Mm-mm. He's holding it like you or I would, like a cigarette. I mean, it's so small in his hands. Oh, he's such a beast.
He was talking about the grill thing. My girl's made in America.
That's what I'm talking about.
Right over there in Arkansas.
What kind is it?
PK.
PK?
Stands for Portable Kitchen.
They're PK Grill. Made in America.
They're pretty dope. It's a legacy brand that somebody bought and started remanufacturing, but they bought the factory and everything, and they brought the jobs back.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it's awesome.
You know how long it took me to find plates made in America?
Good luck. A long time, yeah.
Fiesta is the name of the plates. They have them at Bed Bath & Beyond. They're beautiful plates. They're real thick, nice. They fit in your dishwasher. Good plates.
They don't break if you look at them or throw a steak on them too hard.
Yeah, I looked into all those Chinese glaze ingredients. You're going to want those plates made in America, people. We'll be back. I'll take you there.
Carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now. Get in and get it done with Kawasaki's top line of rugged mule side-by-sides. For work, getting around, or cutting loose, there's a mule side-by-side to fit the way you live. The latest generation of Strong features the midsize Mule Pro MX, the fastest, most powerful two-passenger machine ever. With a rugged chassis and a capable top speed, the Mule Pro MX can go from tackling hard jobs to conquering tough trails. When it comes to build quality, every mule side-by-side is built to last, so you can do more and go further with peace of mind. It helps to know that every mule side-by-side is backed confidently by the industry-leading Kawasaki Strong 3-year limited warranty. So whether you work hard or play hard, Kawasaki Mule side-by-sides have your back. You can find them at Ward's Kawasaki, Highway 231 in Troy, Alabama.
They say that diamonds are a girl's best friend. You've heard that diamonds are forever. And if you've got a name, you could win a 1-carat Forever Mark diamond appraised at $10,000 from News Talk 93.1 and Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry. Winning is simple. You've got a name. Register online at our website, newstalk931.com. We'll call out names all week long. Hear your name called? You have the rest of that hour to call in and qualify. Make sure your friends and family are listening for your name, too. Call in for carats. A 1-carat Forever Mark diamond appraised at $10,000 and many more jewelry prizes from Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry and News Talk 93.1.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. 567-4223 on the web, ALAHomeMortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368, equal housing lender.
From the Fox Business Network, Mattel shares are rallying. Market Watch says Mattel has turned down a merger offer from MGA Entertainment, the parent company of Bratz Dolls and the LOL Surprise Toys. Ford says it will spend $180 million to fix a suspension issue in Explorer SUVs. The company says the problem was identified in some Explorers from the 2011 to 17 model year. You were probably not paying more for things last month. The government says the consumer price index rose just 0.1% in May. Mortgage rates moved lower over the past week, and the Mortgage Bankers Association says applications rose nearly 27%. Most of the increase comes from refinancings. Loans for new homes increased 10%. It's average for a 30-year fixed rate loan now is at 4.12%. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Jenny Cosola.
You don't want to mess with the IRS. They have the power to garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, and even take your home or business. That's all true. But thankfully, they're offering a way out. The Fresh Start Initiative. If you qualify, you could save thousands. The experts at Optima Tax Relief will fight to get you the best possible tax settlement, and they have an A-plus rating with the BBB. Call Optima for your free consultation.
Call 800-410-6744. 800-410-6744.
Optima Tax Relief.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Alabama Wholesale Lumber. Alabama Wholesale Lumber, the best quality building materials in the River Region for decades. From common builds to special orders and local delivery. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Our forecast for today calls for at least a chance of a few spotty thunderstorms during the heat of the day. Otherwise, it's going to be a warm day with a high temperature in the middle 80s. Mostly cloudy tonight. Overnight low temperature down to about 60. Then for tomorrow and Friday, plenty of sunshine. In fact, it'll be a little less humid with highs in the mid to upper 80s. Saturday is a hot day with a high near 90. Maybe an isolated afternoon storm somewhere in the area. And a better chance of some scattered storms on Sunday. From the American Meteorological Society conference in San Diego. Rich Thomas for Blue Water Broadcasting.
Interested in making some spring renovations? Check out a home equity line of credit from ASE Credit Union. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Opportunity Lender. ASE Credit Union, 9 locations or online at yourasecu.com.
I dare you to put this song on a Saturday morning and have a bad day. I dare you. Walk in, put it on the vinyl, put the album on at about 8:15, and I dare you to have a bad day. You're not going to be able to. You'll be bebopping all day. 38 minutes after 10 o'clock. My man Riley Manning, RileyManningPainting.com, 799-1284. He is the premier painter in the entire River Region. The premier painter of Prattville. The August painter of Autogaville. He is absolutely incredible. The wow, he will wow you in Wetumpka. And he will not maim you in Montgomery. No. He will amaze you in Montgomery. Riley Manning is absolutely phenomenal. He will travel all over the River Region. If you can hear my voice, he'll come to you. Indoors, outdoors, big job, small job, doesn't matter. He's done whole shopping centers. He's done athletic complexes. He's done bathrooms, porches. My front doors. Riley Manning is amazing. Riley Manning is absolutely amazing. 799-1284. 799-1284. Oh, you know the other thing about Riley? He's just a good guy. Just a truly nice human being. With a painter, you want someone you can trust. You know they're going to get the job done. They're going to abandon you halfway through. They'll come with that Riley Manning guarantee. You pay only after the job's complete and only after you are satisfied. Riley Manning, RileyManningPainting.com. Bud?
Good morning.
Morning.
How in the world are you able to channel me with this bumper music? I mean, you dropped the bomb on me.
Yeah. It's a
the
great...
Millennials don't have a clue what good music is nowadays.
There's some decent music. It's just not played on the radio.
I understand. I wanted to comment about your earlier comments as far as what does it take to be successful, how you set your children, your grandchildren up for future just by getting a college, a high school education, not becoming pregnant, et cetera. I'm trying to think. I'm 54 years old now. My wife at one point was a education director for 27 counties in Montgomery, the central Alabama area, getting young, unwed, and wed mothers health care. This was several years ago. And I actually, before that, had a regular stereotypical thought as far as unwed mothers, young teenagers, etc. And I remember my wife gave a Christmas party for the young girls there. And my daughter, who was 13 years at the time, who, by the way, told me yesterday they are expecting their second child. So I'm about to be a grandfather again.
Congrats.
I'm so blessed. This young girl was 11 years old. And my daughter, 13, sitting next to her. And I'm thinking, my gosh. I mean, if that was my 11-year-old child, I would be decimated. I'd be hearts broken. It turns out this young 11-year-old child was a victim of incest. That 11-year-old child, or really so many young girls in our society, what you and I would think is typical, they ain't got a clue.
Yeah,
correct.
Yeah.
And so it's so easy for somebody like myself that has not lived in that kind of environment, grown up in that situation, to be very judgmental and again, make stereotypes. And as a Christian, both me and yourself, you know, we got to break that mold and say, okay, whatever the reason, many things outside their control, how can we come together and help this child? Because an 11-year-old is a child. She might be about to give birth to a baby, but that's a child, giving birth to a child.
Right.
How can we prevent not only her, that 11-year-old mother, but her baby and the future generations not to live in that same environment to where they think either that's acceptable or they keep quiet under those different circumstances?
Yeah, and good call, Clint. I appreciate it. You bring up good points. I'll say this on that. Society can help heal. Thanks for your call. Society can help heal the occasional tragedy or bad decision. You got 100 houses in a neighborhood, and two or three of them have people who've made bad decisions or whatever, horrific outcomes like you're talking about. Society can come around, the neighbors, the friends, the family can come around and shield that person and help bring them up and give everybody the best chance of normal life. But when you have whole neighborhoods, hundreds, thousands of families in a few square miles, and they all come from circumstances like that, there's no sense of normalcy to look to.
What
to
we
recover.
Would call normal.
What we would call normal. Yeah.
That is their normal.
But there's no model family to look to and say, that's what I want to aspire to be. That's what I want to do. And that's the goal of the globalists and the corporatists. That's why they're pushing this, you know, tranny agenda and everything else on everybody. They want to completely break down the family. They want to completely turn parents against children and children against parents. They want to completely remove everything that works from society so that society completely breaks down. That's what they want, is complete societal breakdown. Just here, though. In Eastern societies, they don't want societal breakdown because they're compliant. But our society is built on Christianity, which tells you you are a filially adopted son of God. You have autonomy and individualism, and that is inconsistent with their goal of globalism and corporatism. They want to use you as commoditized humanity. And as long as you believe you're special, and there's something about you that's worthy, that you have intrinsic value just because you exist, you're in the way. You're a problem. So they need to break that down. And the only way to break that down is to completely break down the family and completely break down society, get rid of it, and then replace it with these third world savages. That's the society they want, because those people are compliant. Clint?
Good day, Mr. Coleman.
How are you, sir?
Mallory. How are you, sir?
I'm good, bud. How are you?
I'm doing
I mean,
awesome.
Clint, Bud was the last caller.
But you can call him Bud.
I know. I meant Bud as in like the colloquial version, you know?
All right. I didn't What's call going? About tragedy. That happens 24/7, so.
Yeah. That's true.
I got a request for you, Mr. Coleman.
Yes, sir.
Okay, that's my birthday. I turned 65 today.
Uh-huh.
And you talking about music earlier.
Yeah.
I got another song for you.
What's
Changing
that?
Times.
Today is your birthday, you said?
Yes, sir.
Well, happy birthday.
And how, you 65, you said?
I'm 65 today.
65 years old. Clint, I'm happy for you. You are one of the callers that, you know, you get to know people in talk radio.
Mm-hmm.
Like when we had our get-together, when we had our first get-together, somebody at the station said, you know, don't be disappointed if only like 5 or 10 people show up, because it's unusual that people would show up at a get-together like that. And we had over 100 people.
Yes.
When we did our second get-together, same thing. They said, well, you've already done the big get-together. Don't be surprised if only a few people show up. And then we had 100 people show up to that. And I got to meet you, and I've talked to you for years on the phone now. Your story, I have told many people your story of being a long-time alcoholic, drinking a lot of alcohol every single day.
Well, you were wrong on that part.
Well, but going to get help and
drunk.
Got fixed. You were a drunk, yeah.
Yeah, drunk. There's a difference.
There is a difference.
Alcoholics go to meetings. A drunk don't go to meetings.
Right. Well, you were a drunk, and now you're an alcoholic.
No.
You're just a drunk again?
No.
Oh. What are you?
I'm sober.
I know that. I'm just saying, but you've solved the problem, and it's inspirational. It's inspirational to me.
Yeah,
it's inspirational to people who listen. You know, I know a lot. I'm on a Donald Trump fan page.
I love the president. Hey, you.
Yeah, but there are a lot of there are a lot of people on the fan page who, when the president was elected, gave up their own vices, quit smoking, quit drinking, quit doing drugs, whatever, because they said he never needed any of that stuff. And look at him. You know, he's given me. You've given people. I guarantee you, somebody in this audience heard Clint's story as he was going through it, and either cut back or quit completely. I guarantee it. You say you saved someone.
No, I got to give, you know, the good Lord got me there.
Well, I'm glad you got help. I really am.
But I call for the song Changing Times by Nazareth.
Changing,
it rocked.
Changing Times. All right, I'll play that.
Yeah, if you can look it up, if it's possible.
Yeah. I already have one going out, queued up, and I don't have time to change it because we're about to leave right now. But coming back in, I'll try to find it.
All right, sir. Thank you. Have a great day.
Happy birthday. Hey, congratulations.
Thank you.
Yeah, Clint was in bad shape. You went to rehab, got fixed.
Hey, good job.
Good man. Heirloom Jewelers, speaking of good men, True Booth over at Heirloom Jewelers. Every time I go in there, he shows me jewelry brought to him by our listeners. Every single time. I go in there twice a week. I go in there once a week. I go in there once a month. Every time I come in, he says, check this lot out. And he'll show me what they brought in. And I'm talking beautiful stuff, some of it. Some of it's junk. But he gives them money for it. He gives them, like, it doesn't matter how junky and how nasty and ugly it looks. He'll give you money for it. If it has value, he's going to pay you. And he'll show you. It's a very open, honest, transparent way that he does it. He just evaluates the stones. He's a gemological genius. He can do that. He evaluates the stones. He then punches it into an application where he can show you how much that stone is going for on the open market. If he was just to wholesale that stone, or if he wanted to go buy that stone, what he would have to pay for it. And then he works himself in a small, modest profit. It's all open, honest, and transparent. You get to see what he makes on it. You get to see what you make on it. And then he cuts you a check right there on the spot. It's incredible. Absolutely incredible. True Booth, Heirloom Jewelers. Absolutely one of the greatest guys I know. He's on Vaughn Road, just east of Bell Road. And while you're in there, look at the stuff he has to buy. I mean, first and foremost, he's a jewelry guy. He wants to sell you jewelry. He'll buy your jewelry, too. And I love talking about that aspect. But he wants to buy your jewelry as well. He wants to buy your jewelry as well. So goodbye, Heirloom Jewelers, when you get a chance. Buy, sell, trade. If you tell him something you're looking for, he'll get it for you. Just a good guy. Just a good guy. Vaughn Road, just east of Bell Road, across from Do Re Mi Karaoke. Heirloom Jewelers. You're going to love him. Because Bud said the millennials don't know good music, I think this is a good song for the millennials. We'll be back.
Like no one knows. Think you're so criminal. Bruises on both my knees for you. Don't say thank you. Oh, please, I do what I want when I'm wanting to. My soul, so cynical. So you're a tough guy, like you really rough guy.
What do you get with Greg, Rich, Jay, and Emily Hayes? Three men and a lady. Mornings, 6 to 9 on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
You've just arrived home from a relaxing and well-deserved vacation. As you walk in the door, you hear a squish. That old water heater in your attic has leaked through your ceiling and into your living room, ruining family photos, furniture, and who knows what else. You wonder if this headache could have been avoided. With a tankless water heater from Headley Plumbing, you eliminate the possibility of leaks and maximize your savings. An endless hot water supply means you have the freedom to run the dishwasher, do a load of laundry, and grab a shower without getting an arctic blast of cold water. Talk to Headley today, 285-3667, or visit them online at HeadleyPlumbing.com.
River Region residents know that Headley Plumbing
Plumbing has quick and affordable plumbing and septic services. You can also find quality metal buildings at Headley Plumbing, a new storage building, carports up to 24 feet wide, even a sturdy metal barn up to 54 feet wide. RV owners, check your warranty. Many manufacturers require that your RV is stored undercover to keep your warranty in force. Call Headley Metal Buildings today at 285-3667 or visit HeadleyMetalBuildings.com.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Join us this month as we donate a portion of our proceeds to Folds of Honor, a scholarship program for the children of service members who died or were disabled in the line of duty. Thank you for your support.
License number 15033.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. 567-4223 on the web, ALAHomeMortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368. Equal Housing Lender.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
It's his birthday.
Yeah.
It's off the Hair of the Dog album.
Right.
Kind of a predictable 70s progression, man. It's like they were listening to Led Zeppelin and thought, I can do that.
Or AC/DC or...
Yeah.
Or...
All right, 272-9228 if you want to get in. 272-9228. Real quickly, before we get back into the news, someone texted me and said you should talk about X, Y, and Z. Well, guess what? I had stories about that printed off. We'll get into it during the next hour.
X, Y, and Z.
Well, yeah, you know. Well, they said about X. I had Y and Z as companion stories. Because I like to synthesize the news, Dave.
Correct.
I like to synthesize the news. Someone who likes to synthesize your interest rates down to as low as possible, Kim Williams at Alabama Home Mortgage, she will show you how to save the money. 567-4223. 567-4223. Kim Williams, Alabama Home Mortgage. She's on the web, ALAHomeMortgage.com. ALAHomeMortgage.com. Kim Williams, Alabama Home Mortgage. 567-4223. What's she going to do? She'll help you refinance or she'll help you get into a new house. That easy.
Boom.
She's not going to sell you the house. She's not going to do all that kind of stuff. She's going to help get the financing improved. And if you don't know if you qualify, call her now before you start shopping, because you might be in the situation I was in when we started house shopping. She said, you're a little shy of being able to buy a house. You know, give yourself 6 months, do this, this, and this. Come back to me. I'll give you a much, much better rate. And I did exactly what she said, and I will save probably tens of thousands, maybe hundreds of thousands of dollars over the course of the loan. If I had gone on my own and just decided, I'm ready no matter what, then it would have been a disaster. It would have been a disaster. Trust your humble mortgage lender. Kim Williams, Alabama Home Mortgage. 567-4223. Her NMLS number 1586368. She's an equal housing lender. Dave Mowry, Baron Coleman here with you from 9 until your daily scheduled nooner. I got two stories. Three stories. I'm going to synthesize
X, Y, and Z.
I'm going to synthesize them. Here is what the text message said. My friend and I should discuss the Vatican condemning transgenderism as an attempt to annihilate nature. As many in the world celebrate Pride Month amid a surge in demands for acceptance of the idea that gender is more complex and fluid than the binary categories of male and female, the Vatican, including our very socialist communist Pope Francis, not my pick for Pope. Blasted modern gender theory, claiming in a new document that it seeks to annihilate the concept of nature. The document's titled Male and Female, He Created Them. It was released Monday by the Vatican without prior announcement. It's described as an aid for Catholic school teachers and parents on how to address the topic of gender theory in line with church teaching. I'll go ahead and spoil the surprise. I haven't read the document. I've only read the summary. But I, myself, could release such a document. your humble talk show host has been telling you for months, years, how to address gender theory with children. It's a mental illness. It's a mental illness. That's I, your humble talk show host, talking. It is a mental illness to think you are a man if you were born a woman, and vice versa. There are some people born with both sets of equipment. I'm not talking to them.
Right.
They're in their own category. I'm talking about if your equipment is clearly delineated, you are a dude or a chick or a broad. Period. And if you think you're something else, you're mentally ill, and we should stop coddling you. And if you're under the age of 18 and you think you're something else, get the hell over it. Anyone touching you, cutting on you, shooting you full of hormones should be put in prison for life. First attempt. First offense, rather. But that's not what the church said. Church said gender transition is only a provocative display, commenting on the motives of transgender people. The text opens by saying society is facing an educational crisis, especially in the field of affectivity and sexuality. Claims cultural disorientation has destabilized the family as an institution. It's like they've been listening to News and Views, Dave.
I know. They probably do.
Well, who listens?
Everybody.
Bringing with it a tendency to cancel out the differences between men and women, presenting them instead as merely the product of historical and cultural conditioning. From the point of view of genetics, male cells containing XY chromosomes differ from the very moment of conception from female cells with their XX chromosomes. In cases where a child is born with ambiguous genitalia, it's medical professionals who can make a therapeutic intervention. That's what I said. Those are separate cases. Those are separate cases.
Yeah, it's different.
The key phrase here is the document denounced theories that attempt to annihilate the concept of nature. Now, here's what I have to say about it. Our Pope has annihilated the concept of nature time and again with his crappy insistence on global warming and Marxist economics. He has annihilated the concept of nature time and time again. His economic theory annihilates the concept of individualism, his church professes. Christ's church professes. And it frustrates me that he gets it right on this and he gets it so wrong on the rest of it. And the cause is the same, your holiness. The cause is the same. What the Holy Father doesn't understand is the problem is globalism and corporatism and the complete destruction of Christian Western civilization that he presides over for 75% of Christians. He presides over that. And he doesn't see it. And what happens is, if you don't go after the root cause and you just go after the symptoms, it's no better than Western medicine. You keep treating symptoms and all of a sudden you're on 15 different drugs. Treat the problem and you're on zero. And that's it. The problem is globalism and corporatism. That's what's pushing trannies.